It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO as we get you set for the Section 4 Class D boys basketball finals. We just had a very exciting girls game before this. The Delhi girls were ahead 27-15 at the halftime break, but the Milford girls came storming back to win 43-33 and win a Section 4 Class D girls championship title. So congratulations to the Milford Lady Wildcats. Now it's time for the boys. It's top-seeded and undefeated South Courtright at 21-0, taking on Delaware League foe Stamford, who is the 3-seed, coming in at 18-5. And it's time for the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. And this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. This will be the third time these two teams have played here this season. South Courtright won the first two games, including a game we did 2 weeks ago over at SUNY Delhi. That was the Delaware League Championship game. Stamford was ahead by 10 points near the halftime break, but South Courtright really turned it up in the second half and came back to win that contest. Now, South Courtright put down probably the most dominating performance of this season, defeating at Lawrence in the semifinals 71-36. Griff Metzko and Ty Lamport had 26 points apiece. Stamford was able to squeak by Delhi in a game that went right down to the buzzer. Keyshawn Scott for Stamford hit two foul shots with 11 seconds left that provided the winning margin, and that was an instant classic of a game, as they have been all week long here at SUCO. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from South Courtright boys head coach Bob Van Valkenburg, and at halftime we'll hear from Stamford head coach Greg O'Connell. So we got all of everything you need here, folks, between Stamford and South Courtright. We'll take a quick break and be right back with the Section 4 Class D Finals here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at ChambersO'Hara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the Section 4 Class D Boys Finals between South Courtright and Stamford. We're joined by South Courtright head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. Coach, thanks for talking with us again.
Sure, thanks for having us on.
Coach, you're playing Stamford this year as you get set to go back to the championship game, a game you were in last year. What's your mindset right now as you head into this battle and, again, have a chance at a sectional title?
We know it's going to be a tough game going in. The last time when we played Stamford in the league championship game, they led us at half. It was a tight game until the fourth quarter, and we pulled away. They're riding a lot of momentum with their tight victories in all three sectional games. On the other side of it, I think, you know, we're coming off a nice win over Lawrence, where I thought we played very well, and the kids are excited to get another shot at winning a sectional championship after losing a tight one last year.
And Coach, you guys, as you mentioned, played very well against Lawrence. Were you surprised at all by that? I mean, if you were at that game and you were seeing South Courtright maybe for the first time, you were very impressed. I mean, great shooting, great passing, great defense. It all just seemed to come together for you guys.
Yeah, that's by far the best game we've had shooting-wise all year. I mean, with the first quarter we played great defense, didn't give them some good looks, and offensively we were running on all cylinders. Hopefully we can carry some of that over into Saturday.
Is this group pretty motivated right now? I mean, as you said, it came right down to the wire. You lost in the finals last year against Lawrence by 3. This is also a team that had a lot of players that were on the soccer team that lost in overtime of the sectional finals. This group has to be pretty hungry, I would think, to get a title here and bring it back to South Court, right?
I think so. We got some good senior leadership. We got kids that have played in big games between last year and the soccer and the crossover games. Yeah, I think they're very motivated, but we know it's going to be tough on Saturday, but we'll be ready to play.
What's it like for you? I know you're great friends with Stanford head coach Greg O'Connell. It has to be fun matching up against someone that you know so well in terms of the coaching matchup.
Yeah, we've had a long relationship, you know, through the college days, and we started our careers at the same time, and we're very good friends. So we don't talk a lot about basketball for the next 5 days.
And coach, you think, you know, that's a good thing or a bad thing that you know them so well, or you know, it's one of those things that you just never know what's going to happen?
I think it's more you never know. We're both familiar. Whether that's good or bad, we've won the previous games, but yeah, you never know what's going to happen Saturday. You need a little luck, and you know, like I said, I think we'll be ready to play.
South Court Right boys head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Stanford in the Section 4 finals.
Okay, thanks, Nate. Thanks for having us on.
This is Nate Law. We'll be right back with more Section 4 Class D boys basketball action here on CDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show as we get you set for the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest between Stanford and South Courtright. It's our second game of the day. The Milford girls defeating Delhi 43-33 in our first game at 1 o'clock. And we're set for a doozy here between the Rams and the Indians coming up. And this contest wouldn't be possible without our special sponsors today, folks, including Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stanford, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the South Courtright School Community Organization, Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, the Stanford Booster Club, Sydney Federal Credit Union, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Keller Williams Realty with Stacy Frazier as your local agent. Let's do our starting lineups first for the 3 seed, the Stanford Indians. Head coach is Greg O'Connell, a junior number 1, Colby Fancher, a senior number 10, Connor Ogborn, a junior number 11, Keyshawn Scott, a senior number 23, Jeff Matice, and a junior number 30, Steven Anderson. On the other side for South Courtright, of course, 21-0 and state ranked in New York State Class D. They start a junior, number 11, Brandon Porter. A junior, number 12, he's the guy to watch, Ty Lamport. A senior, number 14, their leader, Griff Metzko. A senior, number 22, Brett Post. And a junior, his brother, number 24, Andrew Post, for longtime head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. The winner of today's contest is going to be facing Oriskany, who defeated New York Mills 65-54 earlier today in Section 3 to win their first sectional title. So congratulations to Oriskany. They will get the winner of today's game between South Courtright and Stamford. That game will be in Section 3 next Saturday. It will either be at Whitesboro High School or Jefferson Community College. They have not decided that site yet. There was a couple of things going on with both the boys and the girls' games in Section 3, which will be played tomorrow, that will help to decide that site. So both teams are getting the starting lineups announced here. Again, it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, and folks, this building is absolutely packed. The Stamford fans are here in full force. Their student section is here with signs, faces painted, mascots, and of course behind me is an absolutely packed side for South Courtright. They travel so well, and you know, with their girls getting upset by Delhi the other night, you have to figure that this SK community is here and ready to cheer on their boys. They want to bring home a sectional title. They lost in this game a year ago by 3 points, 47-44. They lost the Section 4 Class D soccer title to Cherry Valley Springfield in the fall in overtime, 1-0. So this is a team that's hungry to try to pick up a victory here today. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, but we'll be right back with the start of the Section 4 Class D Championship between SK and Stamford on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. As we get you set for the tip-off, Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest. South Courtright will be going left to right there in the home white uniforms. The blue trim says South Courtright across the front of the chest. Stamford is in the purple uniforms with the black and white trim. Says Stamford in the white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They will go right to left. Third time these teams have matched up this season. SK won the first two. And here we go. Of course, Griff Metzko and Ty Lamport led South Courtright in the semifinals where they defeated Lawrence 71-36. And they just came out on fire. They led 25-2. At the end of the first quarter, and Lawrence only scored that bucket with about 2 seconds left in the quarter. So this is a Courtright team that can get up and down the floor, and they are primed and ready to try to get to states, but they are facing a very good Stamford team who stands in the way today. A hungry and scrappy team who has wanted this third shot and has earned it. They've had three very close sectional games against Davenport, Deposit, and Delhi to get here. These two teams know each other so well. Coach Van Valkenburg, Coach O'Connell, have known each other since they were in college and started their careers at the same time. And they just love this rivalry as much as anyone. So here we go. Lamport and Anderson at midcourt to jump it up. And we're underway in the Section 4 finals here in Class D. And Courtright wins the opening tip. And Lamport has it on the right side. Again, SK going left to right. Lamport finds Brandon Porter back for Lamport, top of the key. Lamport for Metzko. Baseline drive. Kicks it back across for Porter. Pulls up. Long three. Off the back rim. No good. Post with a rebound. That's Brett Post. Back out for Lamport. Fresh shot clock, and SK is going to use it. Right side for Metzko. Pump fakes on the three. Back out for Lamport. Lost the handle. Then gets it back. And Osborne gets on the floor and steals it away for Stamford. And the Rams come up empty on their first possession. Colby Fancher picks up a broken play. And Stamford will walk it up the floor. Fancher sets up shop, passes to the right side for Keyshawn Scott, and down into the baseline corner. They go for Jeff Matice, the big fella down low, back out for Fancher. Stops, pops, little two-pointer from the baseline, no good. Rebound for Matice, it's on the floor. Stamford comes away with it, but now they lose it on the baseline. Osborne was trying to bounce pass inside, stolen away by Lamport. Lamport up the wing, left side for Metzko, spots up for three, it's too hard, and a rebound is for Connor Osborne of Stamford. So we're scoreless, 6:45 to go first quarter between SK and Stamford here as we just get underway live from SUNY Oneonta. on the right side for Keyshawn Scott. Again, back for Fancher. Fancher outside the three-point line, five Steve Anderson. Now for Matice on the baseline. Back out Anderson for three. Too strong. Rebound for Brett Post. And an outlet pass here to Lamport. Slow start for both teams. Lamport, dribble drive. Down low, trying to find Porter. It's intercepted there by Anderson and out for Fancher. And we're still scoreless with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Fancher for Stanford brings it up the floor again, going right to left in the purple with the white and black trim. Stanford looking to slow it down a little bit here. Maybe that's the game plan today to try to take away so many of the weapons of South Courtright. Into the corner here for Matice. Stops, pops for three, got it. And the big fella from downtown puts in the first bucket of the game for the Indians, and it's a 3-0 lead for Stanford over SK. They get to half court, and here is Metzko. Dribble drive off the glass, and he gets it to go. Karif Metzko, the senior. He was hitting from the outside the other night against Lawrence. But his game is more getting to the rim, and he did it right there. So 5:35 to go, first quarter. Stanford 3, South Courtright 2. Up the floor comes Fancher. He's in front of the scorer's table, far side as Stanford goes right to left. Fancher, very good ball handler, gets it back for Keyshawn Scott, left side. Back for Fancher, thought about an NBA 3, pulls it down, stops and back out for Scott. His 3, left side, too strong, off the glass, and Matice, the big rebound. Matice spots up from the foul line and buries it. Jeff Matice with 5 points. He's got all five, and Stanford leads Courtright 5-2 with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal for the Indians. Here comes Ogborn, 2-on-1, but taken right back by Metzko. And here comes the Ram. Lamport ahead for Brett Post. He takes it to the rim, and that one's up and in. Brett Post with the kiss off the glass, and it's Stanford 5, SK 4, with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Up the floor here for Anderson. Outside the three-point line, gets it back for Keyshawn Scott. Reverses right side on the drive here for Ogborn as Stanford goes right to left. Kicks one back out. Fancher into the lane, and he fouled. And we'll have our first whistle of the afternoon, and this one will be against South Courtright. And Bob Van Valkenburg not pleased with the call. And this one is going to be on Lamport, his first, team's first. And again, our first foul of the afternoon. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Stanford 5, Courtright 4. And let's see, are they going to change this? No, they're going to say it's on Metzko instead of Lamport. So I think either way, if you're an SK fan, you're not pleased. Those are your two best players. You don't want either of them to get an early foul, but this one goes on Metzko. Stanford gets it in. A rebound as Ogborn couldn't get it to go, and Metzko is off to the races, up and in. And Metzko has 4 points. He just rebounded the ball and then out-sprinted everybody down the floor. That's SK 6, Stanford 5, 4:15 to go in the first quarter. And to the right side for Keyshawn Scott. Into the corner for Matice in front of the South Courtright bench. Reverses it back over for Fancher. Deep three left side off the back rim, no good. Rebound for Scott. Saved it, but it went right to SK and Andrew Post. Outlet pass for Lamport. He brings it up the floor right side. Into the corner now for Porter. Spots up three. Porter no good. Andrew Post a rebound, and he kicks it back out for Metzko, and a fresh 35 on the shot clock for SK. Metzko setting things up and to the right side here for Porter. Into the corner now for Lamport. He stops, pops, it's short. Rebound is loose on the floor, out of bounds. And who's it going to go to? Looks like it'll stay. Actually, no, they're going to reverse this and say it goes back to Stanford. So a close first quarter. This is very much like the Delaware League crossover game that we had at SUNY Delhi a couple of weeks ago, in which SK won, but Stanford was ahead early. And Stanford is going to throw it away here as Keyshawn Scott was trying to find Steven Anderson in the corner. It was too tall for him and out of play. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Courtright 6, Stanford 5, the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Porter, left side, zips it across for Andrew Post as South Courtright goes left to right. Back at the top of the key, Porter barking out some signals. 3:20 to go, first quarter. 1-point lead for the Rams. And here's Metzko, baseline drive, easily slicing through the defense like a hot knife through butter, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line. Metzko is fouled. This will be the first foul on Stanford, and it'll be on Connor Ogborn. Metzko to the line to shoot two, and he's got 4 of Courtright's 6 points. Metzko to the line. The first one is good. So Metzko jumps right out, and he's got 5 points. So it's Courtright 7, Stanford 5. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Second one coming for Metzko. He got it. So Metzko's got 6 of 8 points here for South Courtright, and it's SK 8, Stanford 5. 3:10 to go first quarter. Here's Fancher down the right side. Stops, puts on the brakes, sets up the offense, bounce pass to the high post, lefty, Ogborn, got it. Connor Ogborn, the senior, puts it in. His first bucket of the game, and it's SK 8, Stanford 7. SK slicing ahead, Lamport with the home run pass to Brett Post, and he puts it in. He's got 4. And it's SK 10, Stanford 7. Back and forth affair here so far. Fancher to the right side. Picks it up for Stanford, into the corner for Steven Anderson. Down low here for Matice on the baseline. Popped out of bounds, and it'll stay with Stanford. Ari Brunson is checking into the game now for SK. He's going to come in for Andrew Post. And this is a luxury that SK has, a very deep bench of guys that he can bring in. Certainly, if anybody gets tired, there is an army of players to come in for the Rams. Stanford gets it back. They trail 10-7. They have it down low. Again, sliced out of bounds, and will stay with the Indians. 15 on the shot clock. 2:30 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. And Stanford gets it into the top of the key here for Matice. Matice looking for options. Passing it back to the near side for Kevin Clark, and his shot is rejected out of bounds as he tried to go up top and over Lamport, and that wasn't going to work. So popped out of bounds, 8 on the shot clock now, and Fancher will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. Fancher gets it in, finds Matice, splits a double team, stops, steps up, his shot no good, rebound for Brett Post, who's doing a whale of a job on the glass here for the Rams in the early going. Lamport down the left side, finds Metzko, pump fakes on a 3, and a foul on the floor, this one on Stanford, their second as a team. And this is going to be on Connor Ogborn. This is going to be his second foul. So Ogborn is going to have to come out. Stanford's going to take a timeout with head coach Greg O'Connell. We'll take a break, too. 2:11 to go in the first quarter. It's SK 10, Stanford 7 in the Section 4 Class D Finals here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:10 to go in the first quarter. Welcome back here on CDO. Nate Lull with you. Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios down in Sydney. Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest. It's SK leading Stanford 10-7. South Courtright 21-0 on the season. And they get the ball in as they go left to right. They're in the white with the blue trim. It's a royal blue. Stanford is in the purple with the black and white trim. Lamport, left side, finds Metzko for 3. In the corner, it's short. Lamport, the rebound, takes it up, and he can't get the finger roll to go. But again, gets his own rebound, brings it down, takes it to the rim again, and this time won't be denied. He puts it in. Well, Lamport's first bucket, doing the work of a man down low, and SK leads 12-7. Unbelievable. 1:40 to go in the first quarter, and here's Fancher up the floor, going right to left, zips it to the high post, right back out here to Keyshawn Scott. He goes up and he's fouled in the paint as he tried for the finger roll with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And let's see, this is going to be on Brunson, his first, team second, and so Keyshawn Scott will go to the line. And Scott against Delhi found himself with 11 seconds left on the line, and he coolly hit 2 free throws to help the Indians advance from the semifinals to the finals. Misses the first one here, second one coming for Scott. So checking in here for South Courtright will be Tom Newman into the contest. He comes in for Brett Post, helping to keep everybody fresh. So again, 1:34 to go. First quarter, Courtright 12, Stanford 7. Scott to the line for Stanford. Puts this one up and in. Keyshawn Scott, his first bucket, and it's a 4-point lead for the Rams over the Indians with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Up the floor comes Lamport to the left side. And into the corner there for Newman. He tries to go right back to Lamport, but Fancher was there to knock it out of bounds. And Lamport and Fancher know each other so well. Of course, these two communities are right next to each other, but they played high-level basketball in the summer together in a league up in Albany, so they've really taken their game to the next level. Courtright with the ball, but a steal here by Stanford, and Kevin Clark ahead for Fancher. Ball knocked out of bounds. And let's see, it looks like it's going to stay here with the Indians with a minute 10 left. Thanks for joining us here. Our first game, the Milford girls coming back, trailing at halftime, 27-15. And Milford came back to defeat Delhi, 43-33. It was a heck of a game, and this one looks like it's shaping up to be very similar, with SK leading 12-8. Stanford inbounding the ball after it was knocked out of bounds in front of the SK bench. Stanford in their own offensive end of the floor. They go down low to Matice. He tries to loop it around for Kevin Clark again. Off the fingertips down low of Ari Brunson and out of bounds. So again, it will remain with Stanford. 106 to go on the game clock. 27 seconds to go on the shot clock here for the Indians. Team foul situation, two apiece for the Indians and the Rams. Clark trying to pass one to the far side, and again, Lamport is there to get his foot in the way and kicked it down the length of the gym. Now this South Courtright team had a heck of a soccer season too, and not unlike Metzko or Lamport to stick a foot out there and play defense any way they can. Stanford gets it in, and here is Fancher to the left side. We're under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Here's Fancher down low in the paint, intercepted, and Ari Brunson is right there to scoop up the mess for the Rams. He quickly gets it into the hands of Metzko. Little high-flying alley-oop there for Lamport, and it was too tall for him and out of bounds. It's not like Lamport couldn't go up and get that one either. It was just a little behind him, and he couldn't adjust in time. 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. SK leads Stanford 12-8. It's been a quiet last minute or two here, I would say. The crowd not into it exactly at the moment. And Keyshawn Scott brings it up the floor for Stanford. Has his pocket picked, though, by Lamport. Lamport down the left side, stutter step to the rim, shoots, makes the bucket, and are they going to say no? The bucket won't count. Boy, Lamport with about the 5-foot jumper was falling out of bounds to his left, made the bucket, but they'll say it was on the floor. That's kind of how athletic he is. He was behind the backboard, and he was still able to make it. Foul is on Keyshawn Scott, his first, team's third. So Stanford with three team fouls, Courtright with two. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. And it's Courtright 12, Stanford 8. Winner gets Oriskany, who won over New York Mills in Section 3 earlier today. Lamport, shake and bake on the baseline, and he's fouled. And Greg O'Connell is not pleased with his guys, saying you've got to cut off that baseline, especially when Metzko or Lamport is down there for the Rams. So 28 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's 12-8. Coach Van Valkenburg continuing to go to the bench here deep in this first quarter. Metzko looks to get it in, finds Porter right back into the corner for Metzko. Back for Porter. Little give and go back to Metzko again. Baseline drive. He's into the land of the trees. Kicks it out. Brett Post, 10-footer. No good on the right side. Rebound for Lamport. Goes up a little up and under. Won't go. Out of bounds and back to Stanford. Boy, Stanford is lucky Lamport's not making some of these putbacks here in the early going, because he is an absolute monster on the glass so far. 14 seconds to go, first quarter. It's SK 12, Stanford 8. And Keyshawn Scott will bring it up. Can the Indians get some momentum here at the end of the quarter? Scott picks through a double team. Down low to Matice. Up and in. Great play. Matice with seven. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. 12-10. South Courtright on top of Stanford. We got a ball game, folks. It's the Section 4 Class D Boys Final. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter live here at SUCO. It's the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest. South Courtright leading Stanford 12-10 as we start the second quarter. Indians with the ball, and they'll get it in here to Connor Ogborn. Ogborn to the right side of Stanford, goes right to left. They go down low for Anderson, back out for Fancher. Fancher down low for Ogborn. He goes up. He's hammered. No call, and the rebound for SK. Boy, physical game inside here today, and Lamport will streak up the floor. Long and lanky, taking it right to the bucket, off the side of the rim, and no good. Just ran out of mustard on that one. Didn't have quite enough to get it up and over the rim with that momentum. Stanford back the other way. They trail by two, 12-10, early in the second quarter, just 30 seconds in. Here's Anderson, back out for Fancher. Deep, deep, deep three, and it's off the front of the rim and no good. Boy, that would have been from the next area code if that one had gone down. Metzko back up the floor, finds Porter. Back for Metzko at the top of the key as SK is in the home whites with the royal blue trim. They go left to right, 20 on the shot clock, and into the corner for Lamport. Outside the three-point line, back for Metzko, reverse, and dribble drive to lefty, up off the rim, too strong. Rebound for Stanford, and Fancher up the floor. Fancher going right to left, crosses the Red Dragon logo at half court, and to the right side he goes. Fancher, dribble drive. Outside the three-point line, finds Anderson, who's been quiet so far here tonight. Reverses for Keyshawn Scott. He's falling out of bounds, but gets it back to Fancher. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Colby. Pull-up jumper. The kiss, no good. Rebound for guess who? Ty Lamport of SK. 6.5 to go, second quarter. It's South Courtright 12, Stanford 10. Back for Porter. Left side for three. Too strong. Rebound for Brett Post. Off the glass and in. And Brett Post was in the right place at the right time. Two guys were fighting for the ball. It popped free, and he was there for the wide-open layup. The Rams lead the Indians 14-10. 6:10 to go in the second quarter, and now we'll have a whistle. Foul down low on the Rams. This one on Brandon Porter. This will be South Courtright's third foul as a team. So there's four on Stanford, three on Courtright. 6:10 to go in the second quarter. SK leading 14-10. First foul of the afternoon on Porter. Fancher and Porter going one-on-one here. Fancher gets the ball in. He's out by the scorer's table on the far side. Fancher a little behind the back dribble. Reverses, but it's intercepted by Metzko. He's off to the races, and Metzko and Fancher go flying into one another, and the foul is on Fancher. With 5:56 to go here in the second quarter, Metzko is going to go to the line. Well, that was two guys just taking off the runway there and going for it, and Metzko came down dangerously. I was worried for a split second, but he landed a little hard but bounced right back up. Tough guy, as we see throughout all the three sports that Metzko plays. He's not afraid of contact. To the line, and the lefty puts the first one up and in. So Metzko has seven, and it's Courtright with a five-point lead, their biggest lead of the afternoon, 15-10, with 5:55 to go before the halftime break. Our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report coming up. You'll want to stay tuned for that as Metzko makes the second, and he has eight. Courtright, their biggest lead of the game, 16-10, with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor for Keyshawn Scott, going right to left. Scott, behind the three-point line, has it stripped, and SK comes away with it. And here comes Metzko streaking up the floor. Crosses half court. Metzko to the left side. Back out for Porter. Porter holding out to it, finds Lamport. Again, back for Porter. Little give and go. Now they go to the high post for Andrew Post. Back out for Brett Post. Brother-to-brother connection there. Now for Lamport. Dribble drive, foul line. Back out, Porter for three. No good, and he just can't get it to going today. Andrew Post, the rebound, the baby hook, no good. Lamport rips it down and puts it in. Ty Lamport with 4 points. Greg O'Connell has seen enough. He takes a timeout, and it's South Courtright 18, Stanford 10, 5:13 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:13 to go in the second quarter. South Courtright with an 18-10 lead. Stanford still waiting to break their timeout huddle. Greg O'Connell, head coach, that we'll hear from at halftime, was not pleased. I mean, they just gave Courtright three or four chances, and Lamport just out-jumped everybody and got a couple more big ones and put in an easy layup, and they have to get a body on him. That's going to be key. So 5:13 to go, second quarter. Stanford will have the ball, and Courtright coming with a little 2-2-1 press out of the timeout. They get it in, and Fancher is going to have to bring it up the floor. He gets away from the double team. Fancher going right to left, bounce pass to Kevin Clark at midcourt. He has his pocket picked. Here comes Metzko down the floor, right side, and he's fouled. And Fancher and Metzko again just went hip to hip, and Fancher went down pretty hard under the floor here at Suco, and he is down, and we'll hope the best for him. With 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, Fancher is being helped back up by teammates here, and appears that he will be okay. 18-10 the score. And that's a scary moment. But it appears that Fancher is okay. He's your best ball handler, one of your leaders on this team. I think he just went down a little hard there and got the wind knocked out of him. In the meantime, Fancher will pick up that foul, or did they not get it on him? Looks like they didn't give it to him and gave it to Keyshawn Scott. So Mets go to the line, and his first foul shot is up and good, so he has 9 now. Anderson is going to check back into the game for Stanford. And Kevin Clark is going to come out. So Courtright with a 9-point lead, 19-10, with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And here is Metzko to the line. And this one is up and in. So Metzko has 10 of Courtright's 20. And it's SK 20, Stanford 10, with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Here's Fancher right back up the floor. Appears to be fine because he's flying through the lane. Dishes one off for Anderson. He goes up. It's partially blocked and a rebound for the Rams. And an outlet pass. Here they come. Lamport down the right side. Dishes into the corner here for Metzko. Metzko down low. Finds post. Back out for Lamport. From three, and he got it. Lamport from downtown, and he's got 7. And Courtright has opened up a 13-point lead, 23-10. With 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Here's Ogborn, dribble drive, throws one up off the glass, no good, but he's fouled. With 4:23 to go in the second quarter. And so that foul is on Brett Post of South Courtright. And so that will be South Courtright's fourth team foul. And Post his first of the afternoon. So 6 on Stanford and 4 on SK. And now a steal by Lamport as he brings it in. And up off the glass and in for Lamport. And he's got 9. And Courtright starting to run away. They're up by 15, 25-10, with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Now here's Fancher at half court. Left side for Keyshawn Scott. And into the corner for Matice. Matice trying to back Griff Metzko down. Kicks it back out now for Fancher. Straight away 3. And this one is short. Died on the rim. Anderson rips it down. Lost it out of bounds, and it was tipped. Believe it's going to stay here with Stanford, but they want to take a timeout. 3:54 to go, second quarter. Timeout for the Indians. It's Courtright 25, Stanford 10. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Just under 4 minutes to go until the halftime break. South Courtright boys leading 25-10 over Stanford in the Section 4 Class D Championship Contest. The winner will get Oriskany, who defeated New York Mills 65-54 earlier today up out of Section 3. Of course, Mills was the team that won Section 3 last year in Class D and came down here to Oneonta State and won a nail-biter of a game against Lawrence in a game we had right here on CDO. If you want to go back and listen to that game or any of the other games that we've done here last year or this year, you can always check that out at WCDOsports.com Just go there, click on our audio archive link, and all the games are right there labeled, and they are available for free. You can download or listen to them right on the site, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Stanford with the ball out of the timeout. They go down low for Jeff Matice, and he is fouled. With 3:48 to go in the second quarter, and Matice is going to go to the charity stripe. As he just went through about three SK big guys down low to try to go up for that layup and was hammered for the foul. That's going to be the second foul on Brett Post here of South Courtright. And so Ari Brunson is going to check back in for the Rams at the next whistle. And here is Matice at the line. And that one is up and good for Matice. So Matice with eight. Brunson comes in, and Brett Post is going to go to the bench with 3:48 to go in the second quarter. It's SK 25, Stanford 11. And it has been the day of comebacks here. So you never know, even though Stanford is down in this contest. As Matice can't make the second one. Hit both sides of the rim and then pop three. Mets go down the floor for South Courtright, who is 21-0 on the season. Back for Lamport on the right side. His shot is no good. Tipped around. Brunson trying to rip it down, and he does. Kicks it back out for Lamport to the foul line. Leaning in. Now passes off for Andrew Post. He's stripped of the ball by Connor Ogborn, and Stanford comes away, trailing 25-11 with 3:20 to go in the second. Stanford gets it down low here for Steven Anderson, and the hook shot is up and in. Steven Anderson at 6'2", was right there for the baby hook. And it's SK 25, Stanford 13. Back the other way, Brandon Porter from downtown for the Rams, and he puts it in on the right side. Brandon Porter, his first shot of the game that he got to go down, makes it 28-13, and now Stanford is fouled as they bring it back down the floor on the left side. That was Anderson who just was streaking across half court and then was fouled on his way to the bucket. And that was on Andrew Post, who was a little out of position there, I would say. Just the big man was pulled away, trying to stop a little two-on-one break there for the Indians, and he picks up the foul. And Anderson to the line. First one is good. He's got three. So it's South Courtright, 28, and Stanford, 14. Ty Swantak into the game here for SK. Anderson to the line. Tom Newman is in. Brandon Porter is out here for the Rams. So again, head coach Bob Van Valkenburg not afraid to go to the bench. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And the Indians trying to crawl back into this one. Second one is good for Anderson. He's got four. And he's one of those guys that has to come alive here in the second half for the Indians. Or I should say in the second quarter. As it's South Courtright 28, Stanford 15. 2:50 to go before the halftime intermission break. Here's Metzko. Dribble, drive, down low, and he's fouled. And Metzko is going to go to the line here for SK. And the refs not listening to the Stanford faithful over on the far side of the gym, who are not pleased with that call. That's going to be a foul on Matice, his second, team seventh. And Metzko to the line, puts the first one up and in. And so Metzko has 11. And that gives the Rams a 29-15 lead here over Stanford with 2:48 to go in the second quarter. Metzko, the second one, and the lefty hits nothing but net, and Metzko's got 12. 2:45 to go in the second. Up the floor, here comes Fancher. Fancher to the left side. Holding on to it now, closely guarded here by Lamport. Those two going head-to-head here tonight. It's a fun matchup to watch. Down low, Anderson off the glass. It's good. Steve Anderson starting to come alive, and he's got six. Stanford trying to hang around. It's SK 30, Stanford 17, 2:25 to go in the second. To the left side here for Tom Newman. Zips it across the top of the zone. Now for Metzko. Bounce pass back for Lamport outside the three-point line. Lamport down low for Swantak. For Newman up off the glass. He can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Out of bounds. Stanford had possession, and it will stay with SK. Looks like Fancher was trying to tippy-toe on the line there to keep it in and couldn't do it. 2:08 to go in the second quarter. Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game here live from Suco today. And here is Lamport. Back for Swantak. Goes right back to Lamport. Deep three in front of the Stanford bench. Rimmed out. Rebound for Anderson. And he'll hand one off here. The outlet pass for Fancher, who brings it up the floor. So Stanford trailing by 13. They pass it for Keyshawn Scott into the corner for Steven Anderson. The spot up three, no good. And a rebound is brought down by Connor Ogborn. Got himself in trouble on the baseline and lost it. Lamport streaks ahead. And the junior dribble drive off the glass, no good. Rebound right back from a Tice of Stanford. And the Indians are looking to run. Here's the big fella running the floor. Stolen away by Metzko. End-to-end action. Metzko to the hoop. Up and in. And Metzko's got 14. And SK leads 32-17. Stanford thought he was going to dish that one to Lamport. And instead, Metzko took it all the way himself to the rack. Stanford going right to left. Back out for Keyshawn Scott. His three ball no good. Ari Brunson a rebound. And the Rams lead 32-17 as we hit 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Metzko puts on the brakes at half court. I think everybody needs a little bit of a breather here. I think Bob Van Valkenburg sees that for the Rams. Calls timeout. 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's SK 32, Stanford 17. And we'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. South Courtright 32, Stanford 17. 40 seconds to go before the halftime break. You'll want to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. As Stanford will go to the locker room and try to regroup, but they'll bring it up the floor here. Maybe this would help the momentum if they could get a bucket here on their last possession. About a four-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Connor Ogborn's going to turn around and fire from the foul line. Can't get it to go, and we'll have a whistle. And this is going to be on Ogborn, who was trying to hustle and follow his own shot. And he went up over the back. So that's his third. He's going to come to the bench. And Brandon Fueling will come in for some relief there for Stanford. 27.5 seconds to go, second quarter, and the Rams lead the Indians 32-17. And this is going to be a one-and-one situation here for SK. Let's see who shoots it. Griff Metzko with 14 points. Ty Lamport with 9 to lead the Rams. On the other side, it's Jeff Matthijs with 8. Steven Anderson with 6 for Stanford to lead the way. And Ari Brunson will go to the line to shoot one-and-one here for SK. Brunson, a 6'3" junior, coming off the bench. And he's gotten some good minutes this year. And I'm sure he's going to be a big part of the future as well. Brunson to the line. Good. First one is in, and Brunson, his first points of the afternoon. And the Rams lead 33-17. Second one coming here for Brunson. Bruce Dunkel is going to come in. Griff Metzko to the bench. Protecting him, giving him a little extra breather. And Brunson, the second one, is up and in. So he's got two. Stanford's going to go to the bench here. Kevin Clark is going to check back in with 27 seconds left. Courtright 34, Stanford 17. Can Stanford maybe get a shot here close to the buzzer and maybe grab some momentum back heading into the halftime break? Up the floor here for Fancher with 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and Fancher is fouled by Porter. We'll have a whistle with 19 seconds to go. This is going to be on Porter. SK fans wanted a push-off there on Fancher, and now he's going to go to the line to shoot one and one. Colby Fancher with no points here in the first quarter. He's a guy that averages 12 points a game. Anderson and Matthijs for Stanford average around 14 a game. Metzko's going to come back in, and protect Porter. They're going to send Porter to the bench with 19 seconds left. Fancher, first one up and good. So his first point of the afternoon makes it 34-18. Second one coming here for Fancher. Maybe this can jumpstart his afternoon. He's had a lot of responsibility bringing the ball up, just hasn't had much of an opportunity to shoot. So Fancher goes 2-for-2, and it's 34-19, 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lamport up the floor going left to right. Lamport's going to play for the final shot. Left side, Lamport inside the three-point arc, across for Metzko. He's going to kill some time. Metzko looks up, back to Lamport. 2 seconds left, spots up, a long two, got it. Lamport at the buzzer, and he's got 11. And it's a great first half here for the South Courtright Rams. They lead 36-19 over Stanford at the halftime break. When we come back, we will hear from Stanford head coach Greg O'Connell. We'll also break down the scoring summary from the first half and see what South Courtright needs to do to keep this momentum going in the second half. So again, South Courtright 36, Stanford 19. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we are ready for the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest. We're joined by Stanford head coach Greg O'Connell. Coach, good to talk to you again.
Thanks a lot, Nate. We appreciate the support you give us at WCDO.
Coach, my first question for you is, do you know how long it's been since Stanford has been in a sectional final? You guys have had a great last 2 years. Of course, you made the semis last year, but congratulations on making the final, and I was just going to pick your brain on a little history here.
Yeah, actually I do. It's 97-98 was the last time that we made the sectional finals. We played a team from Candor, had a Division One player. It was real tough to play that day. We played well. We just came up a little bit short. That was back in the day when you played down in the arena. And that team I'm still very close with. They're in their 30s now, and they're all, you know, dads and that kind of stuff. And, you know, because you build a pretty special bond with teams like that. So it's been a while for us, 18 years. I don't think all but one kid on my team was alive at the time.
And, Coach, you move into the sectional finals here, but it hasn't been an easy road. You and I were joking that, you know, your team doesn't do anything easy. All your sectional games, the three of them, have been real, real tight, including one in double overtime and, of course, the comeback victory against Delhi in the semifinals. How has that been for you and the team to overcome some of those obstacles?
You know, it's funny. I think it kind of continues to bring the team closer together. And, you know, when you go through stressful moments like that, I'm not so sure it's good for me. I think, you know, if one or two of those games were a few more points than that, it would have been a little bit easier on me personally. But, you know, I don't think it, you come out on top of games like that. You know, I think the pressure of the situation certainly helps prepare you for other stressful situations that you might get into further down the line. So it's fun as long as you're winning them. That double overtime game was tough that anyone had to lose the game, well, including the first one that we had. You know, when you're in tough games like that, you know, everybody's playing to survive and move on. You know, sometimes you hate to see anybody lose, but if someone has to, you're just kind of happy it's not your team.
Coach, in your semifinal win, came right down to the end against Delhi, and you have Keyshawn Scott standing on the line for two free throws, and Suko was just rocking with the crowd noise, and he calmly stepped up and hit two free throws. Has to say a lot about him and just his concentration in that moment.
Yeah, we hit a couple big shots. Kobe's three with about, I don't know, 25, 30 seconds left, and then for Keyshawn to step up with 11 seconds left, and I don't know if he hit rim on either shot. I think he hit nothing but net on both of them. You know, that's not an easy thing to put a 16-year-old kid into, and, you know, to be able to step up and do it. Like you said, I know it was loud. I usually can block noise out, but even I noticed the noise in the background as it was occurring, and he definitely had ice in his veins being able to handle that pressure situation and come through.
Well, you get here to the finals, and you meet your old friend, Bob Van Valkenburg, the South Korea Rams, who had an excellent semifinal win against a tough Lorenz team. Your thoughts heading into this one? Obviously never easy playing a tough team like that, but you certainly know them probably better than anyone else.
Yeah, it's the third time we played them this year. We actually played them three times last year, our only losses of the year, and this will be the third time we play them this year. Eventually, one of these days, we'll get that monkey off our back. But as far as knowing each other, absolutely, we were joking about it today. If you're playing a team you don't know, there's all kinds of different types of preparation, you don't have to do any of that. We had 3 days of practice since Tuesday night, and, you know, there's no have to break down any particular game film or any strategy because we know each other so well. I think we've both been running the same offenses and playing the same defense since we started 30 plus years ago, and we're very familiar with each other, and I think that helps us in this situation. You know, if you didn't know the team and you watched how well they looked Tuesday night at Oneonta State, it would have been a little intimidating, but I don't think I would use the adjective intimidated with my kids, you know, how familiar we are with them, and so I think that will help us tomorrow. At least hopefully so.
Stanford head coach Greg O'Connell. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us, and good luck against South Courtright in the finals.
Thanks a lot, Nate.
This is Nate Lowell. We'll be right back with more Section 4 Class D Championship Basketball on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Mirabido Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored, of course, by Mirabido. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, you can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our scoring summary in the first half, SK is led by 14 points from Griff Metzko, 11 from Ty Lamport, 6 from Brett Post, 2 from Ari Brunson, and 3 from Brandon Porter. On the other side for Stanford, 8 points for Jeff Matice, 6 for Steven Anderson, 2 apiece for Colby Fancher and Connor Ogborn, and 1 for Keyshawn Scott. So we'll see if Stanford can get into the locker room and try to regroup here. They're going up against the buzzsaw that is SK, but you never know. This has been the week of comebacks here at Oneonta State, so you never want to say never. We saw Delhi in the first game today ahead 27-15 at the halftime break. Milford came out guns a-blazing in the second half and came back to win by 10 for the Section 4 Class D girls title. So you never know. So at the halftime break, it's Courtright 36, Stanford 19. Heck of a game so far here tonight. The winner will get Oriskany out of Section 3, who defeated New York Mills 65-54 earlier today. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get you set for the third quarter here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we get set for the start of this third quarter here between South Courtright and Stanford. It's the Section 4 Class D Finals live from SUCO. South Courtright's going to have the ball. They will be going right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Griff Metzko standing directly in front of our table here at half court to get things going here for SK. They are in the home white uniforms. The royal blue trim says South Courtright in blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Stanford is in the purple uniforms. The black, the white trim says Stanford and that white lettering across the front of their chest. And here we go. SK is just one half away from perhaps winning the Section 4 Class D Championship game, a game they lost to Lawrence 47-44 a year ago, and they've been very hungry for this title ever since. Can they capture it here today? Here we go. They are ahead 36-19. Here's Metzko into the corner. Now finding Brett Post. Back out for Metzko, working it around. Little 3-2 zone it looks like here to start things off in the second half for Stanford. Metzko to the left side, 10 on the shot clock. Now for Brett Post. Bounce pass up top, stolen away by Keyshawn Scott of Stanford. Breakaway layup and he lays it in. Keyshawn Scott turned on the jets there after he stole that one. And streaking down the court, he put it in, and it's 36-21. Here's Lamport with the ball, again going right to left for SK. Porter in front of the SK bench, and head coach Bob Van Valkenburg, top of the key, finds Lamport. Dribbles into the zone, now back out for Porter. The kick out, Porter from downtown, no good. Rebound is tipped up and in by Andrew Post. And Andrew Post, his first bucket of the afternoon. And that was just good boxing out and good defense, I should say, there, because SK really had to take it away from Stanford to steal it back to put it up and in. So a great job. And so it's South Courtright 38, Stanford 21. And Lamport's going to pick up a foul as Fancher started to dribble it back up the court there. And they tried to double-team him quickly in the backcourt. And Lamport picks up the foul. So Keyshawn Scott will inbound the ball here for Stanford in front of our own bench. In front of his own bench and get it in. And here is Matice walking it up the floor. Stanford going left to right here with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. SK leads Stanford 38-21. Here's Scott through the paint there, dishing one off for Anderson. Can't get the left-handed layup and a foul underneath. And the Stanford faithful happy about that. Let's see if the second half brings some better juice here for the Indians. And Andrew Post will pick up his second foul. His second, team second, for Courtright here in the second half. None on Stanford so far. 6:45 to go in the third. Stanford gets the ball in, but immediately stolen right back there by Brett Post. Just good turnaround defense by the big fella. Got his mitts on it and stole it. Lamport kicks out for Porter. Baseline for three. Got it. Brandon Porter from downtown, and he's got six. And Courtright leads 41-21 here early in the third quarter. And now it's another takeaway for the Rams, as that was Andrew Post. He went diving head first into the scorer's table to try to save that ball. Almost did it, too. He pretty much had to hurdle up and over the far side of the scorer's table and then went spilling into the crowd. Appears to be okay, though. 6:20 to go, third quarter. SK 41, Stanford 21. Here's Connor Ogborn in the corner. Back for Fancher. Deep three, and this one is off the front rim and no good. And the rebound for SK, and back the other way they come. Back up the floor here for Griff Metzko. Metzko to the right side. Dribble drive into the paint, up off the glass, and the kiss is good for Metzko. He's got 16, and he's doing it all here this afternoon for the Rams, and they are putting on the full court press. here, but Stanford will dribble through. And here is Keyshawn Scott, left side, now for Matice. Throws up a three. It's too strong. But the rebound for the Indians. Back out for Steven Anderson. Now for Keyshawn Scott. 5:35 to go, third quarter. He tries to pass down low for Matice. Knocked out of bounds. Zebra Crew is going to say that this one is sticking with the Indians. Again, all our special sponsors for today's broadcast, will recognize them the next chance we have. Can't thank them enough for allowing us to be here today to bring you this broadcast. Left side for Jeff Matice as Stanford gets it back in, stolen away by Brandon Porter, and an outlet pass for Lamport. He's looking to run. Lamport going right to left, stops at the left elbow, down low for Brett Post, up and in. Brett Post with 8 points. Timeout, Stanford. It's Courtright 45, Stanford 21. 5:19 to go in the third. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Live High School Hoops this afternoon on CDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's South Courtright leading 45 to 21 here over the Stanford Indians in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest. South Courtright's 21-0. They're the top seed. Stanford's the 3 seed, coming in at 18-5. Stanford with the ball going left to right. Baseline drive here for Matice, and a charge is taken by Griff Metzko. Matice lowered the shoulder there a little bit. He's not pleased with the call. From my broadcast position, I think maybe you can call it either way. But you got to give some props there to Metzko, who planted his feet in the soil and just got rocked in the chest there by a much bigger Matice. And he sold that one. So SK gets the ball back. 45-21 the score, and SK brings it back up the floor with Ty Lamport going right to left. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Winner will get Section 3's Oriskany next weekend at a Section 3 site. They pass it down low. Brett Post up off the glass, no good, and a rebound here for Stanford. Back up the floor for Colby Fancher with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Ogborn with the ball on the left side. Leaves it off now for Keyshawn Scott. Scott into the corner for Fancher. Deep three for the Indians, and that one's off the back of the rim. And a rebound here for Lamport. Shovels one ahead there for Brandon Porter, who got tripped up inadvertently there with Fancher. Fans wanted a call there. I think the refs realized that that was just one of those plays where you get tied up and you're going to let it go. Fancher didn't mean anything by it, and those two just gave each other a high five, Porter and Fancher. And so the ball goes back to Stanford. It's South Courtright 45, Stanford 21. As we come up on 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's Ogborn at the foul line. Back out for Anderson. Across now for Fancher. Fancher into the corner for Keyshawn Scott in front of the Stanford bench. Indians going left to right. Matice across the top of the zone. Intercepted here by Metzko. Down the left side he goes. And Metzko to the rim. Count it. And he goes to the line. Metzko was hammered as he went up for the left-handed layup. He's got 18, and he's looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. SK 47, Stanford 21. And the Rams are clicking on all cylinders here today. And Metzko and Lamport picking right up where they left off against Lawrence in the semifinals when they won 71-36, and those two were just on fire. And Metzko makes the three-point play. He's got 19. So it's SK 48, Stanford 21. Here's Keyshawn Scott. Going to go coast to coast. The kiss off the glass, no good. The rebound down on the ground. Matice is there, and he puts it in. And Matice has got 10. And it's 48-23 with 3:50 to go here in the third. Mets go back up the floor, going right to left. Mets go tries to hand one off to Lamport. The handoff's a little messy, but Lamport gets it back. And Courtright is willing to eat some clock here and run the offense on some of these possessions. They've done a nice job with at least getting it down to 15 before they shoot. Lamport sees an opening, and to the right side, up and in. He's got 13. Shot clock was down to 10, and he just saw an opportunity, and he took it. Fancher to the left side now. It's Courtright 50, Stanford 23 to the right side. Now for Keyshawn Scott, his pass to the high post, intercepted by the Rams, and they'll bring it up the floor. And Lamport now peeks over to the bench, and Bob Van Valkenburg shouts out some signals here for his Rams team. Coach Van Valkenburg has been at it and built a real great program here at SK. Porter to the right side, holding on to it, now back out for Metzko. 15 on the shot clock, 2:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Metzko into the paint down low, and it goes back for Andrew Post. Back out for Lamport, 5 on the shot clock. Lamport, silky, smooth to the bucket, and he lays it in. Boy, he had to thread the needle there, and he just got the Dr. J finger roll off the glass, and he put it in. It's 52-23. 2.5 to go here, third quarter. Stanford's going to take a timeout, and that's our score. South Courtright 52, Stanford 23. 2.5 to go in the third. We'll be right back on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
The Rams cruising right now, 52-23 the score, over Stanford in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest, and Stanford will get it in. It's 52-23, as I said, Stanford with the ball, and it's just not been the Indians' afternoon here so far today. They go down low for Steven Anderson, and he's tied up. And Ty Swantak and Brett Post were there with the double team, and it looks like they will get, let's see who they're going to get here with this foul. That will be Brett Post, his third, team's third. So Courtright with three team fouls and Stanford with two. Winner, of course, will get Oriskany in the Section 3 winner earlier today. Lamport's going to go down and throws it down! Slam dunk for Ty Lamport on the breakaway, and he flushes it home. He had the breakaway. You had to wonder if he was going to do it, and he put that down easy with the right hand. It's 54-23. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Lamport with the slam dunk. Back the other way for Stanford, and Matthijs is fouled as he went down low. As I said, winner's going to get a risk, and he won the Section 3 title earlier today. As I'm talking about that, Lamport makes a steal and comes down and jams one home. Unbelievable. 1:58 to go here in the third, and it's 54-23. Fancher will inbound it underneath the Stanford bucket as the Indians go left to right. They get it into Matthijs. He's outside the three-point line. Little dribble drive. Back to the basket. He gets tied up with Lamport, and those two with the jump ball, and possession arrow will keep it here with Stanford. So Fancher underneath the bucket. Again, we'll inbound it. 28 on the shot clock. 1:51 to go in this third quarter. Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game is down at the arena in Binghamton, and Trumansburg and Moravia. It's a one-point game, 32-31 at halftime. So we'll keep an eye on that, too, because the winner of that game is going to be playing Cooperstown, who defeated Tully 52-50 earlier today. So the Cooperstown boys were a lower seed. I believe they were a seventh seed and went through the gauntlet of that tournament and won today 52-50, led by sophomore Tyler Bertram, who's already over 1,000 points. That's a good team to watch if you get a chance. So it's 54-23. Cooperstown girls play tomorrow against Syracuse Academy of Science up at Onondaga Community College at 12:45. So Cooperstown could have a boys and a girls team in the state tournament this year, if the girls can handle it tomorrow. Here's Griff Metzko down low, trying to find Lamport, and a shot clock violation. with 1:14 to go in the third. Great defense there by Stanford to clog it up down low, and they had nowhere to go. Harib Bougate checks in here for Stanford with 1:14 to go in the third, and it's Courtright 54, Stanford 23. Fancher will bring it up the floor going left to right. Courtright, of course, is 21-0 and defeated Cooperstown twice this year, so that's a nice thing to have on your resume if you're the Rams as well. Help them to get this number one seed here in the tournament in Section 4 Class D. So 1:04 to go in the third, and Fancher will look to inbound the ball in front of his own bench, gets it to Kevin Clark, right back to Fancher, who only has 2 points so far here today. Dribbles down low, and he's fouled. This will be the fifth team foul on South Courtright. 59 seconds to go in this third quarter. And the foul will be on Griff Metzko, his second, team's fifth. So after the Lamport dunk, things have been quiet here for the last minute and a half. Stanford goes down low to Matice. He's on the right low block. He's tied up with Lamport. He stripped him. Metzko comes away and will bring it up the floor. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. SK leading 54-23. And here is Lamport at the top of the key. Looks over to head coach Bobby Van and holds on to the ball now. And they'll run it through. Trying to work the shot clock down here. It's down to 15. 35 on the game clock in the third quarter. Metzko at half court. Lost it to Fancher. Goes into the backcourt. He's able to bring it back in. Metzko to the bucket. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down and we'll have a jump ball. And it's going to stay with SK. Ari Brunson brought it down and got tied up with Matice. 4 seconds left on the shot clock, so SK is going to have to get it in quick to get a shot off. 23.7 to go here in the third quarter. SK fans trying to say that that ball grazed the rim. They should get a new shot clock. They won't get it. SK gets it in. Lamport, a little floater, is no good. Rebound for Fancher of Stanford. Punched out of his hand and out of bounds and into the scorer's table. So we'll have a whistle. Possession stays with Stanford with 16 seconds left. SK leading big here towards the end of the third quarter, 54-23. Fancher with the ball going left to right. He's closely guarded here at the top of the zone by Brandon Porter of South Courtright. Fancher passes off for Kevin Clark. Down to 5 seconds left here in the third. Fancher, dribble drive, trying to throw up a shot at the buzzer, and let's see, we're going to have a foul. There's half a second left, and Fancher is fouled, and we'll go to the line. Great job by Fancher there to get through, as there was about three SK guys draped all over him, and he was able to get through. Sam Faber-Cavish is going to check in for South Courtright. Looks like Porter's going to go to the bench here, as that's going to be his third foul, as that one was called on him. So Fancher to the line. First one is no good. And Colby Fancher only with 2 points today, but he's got a smile on his face as, he's had the big responsibility of handling the ball against the press here today, and he's done a tremendous job, but just hasn't been able to get the shots to go. Second one for Fancher is good. So he has three. And that's the end of the third quarter. South Courtright leading 54-24. Fourth quarter coming up. Can the Rams continue to play this well and punch their tickets to the New York State Tournament? We'll find out. It's SK 54, Stanford 24. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Stanford will have the ball going left to right. Courtright leads 54-24. The winner will get Section 3's Oriskany. It's at a Section 3 site next week on Saturday. And I can explain a little bit more about that throughout the fourth quarter because there's a couple of things that have changed with that. So I want to keep you updated. Stanford with the ball, intercepted by Lamport. And Lamport backs off now and gets himself some room to bring it up the floor. Lamport crossing half court, going right to left. Lamport with the ball. He's closely guarded here by Harib Bougaith of Stanford. Lamport has it. Now kicks it back out for Sam Fabricavish. Into the corner for Porter. As Stanford will pass it to the far side now for Post. Andrew Post with the ball, and he gets tied up at half court. We'll have a whistle. Timeout taken here by South Courtright, and we'll keep it right here. And I want to recognize some of our special sponsors here for the Section 4 Class D Finals, including Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stanford, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the South Courtright School Community Organization, Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, the Stanford Booster Club, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Keller Williams Realty and Agent Stacy Frazier, as well as the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. So the sites that are possibilities next week for South Courtright, most likely it will be Whitesboro High School up in Section 3. The other option is Jefferson Community College up in Watertown. Depending on what happens in some of the girls' games tomorrow, that's how they're going to decide where that will be played. Originally, this was all supposed to be at Colgate University, but Colgate had to back out as Lamport, out of the timeout, throws up a shot and is fouled, and it will be a three, so he's going to go to the line for three. Colgate was going to host, and they had some sort of a conflict with their own basketball team having to use the floor, so that really sent Section 3 scrambling for a new site, and that's why perhaps it will be at either Whitesboro High School or Jefferson Community College. So we'll keep you updated throughout the week. Either way, they will play Oriskany at a Section 3 site. So out of the timeout, Lamport was fouled. He's got 17, and he'll go to the line to shoot three foul shots here. First one is up and good. He's got 18. If you're wondering about the Milford girls, they are going to be down in Section 9, taking on Eldred, who was the Section 9 champion. That will be at Mount St. Mary College, as Lamport, the second one, is good. And he's got 19, and he wants one more, and he's going to get one more. Stanford was trying to say, hey, no, we did two. Zebra Crew saying, no, we got to do all three. So they will take on Section 9 champion Eldred. That'll also be next Saturday. So we're going to have a tough decision here at CDO to make on who to follow next week. One of our Section 4 teams, as Lamport makes the third one, and he's got 20. So we'll have to decide. We'll let you know early this week if we follow the boys or the girls out of Section 4. Courtright leads 57-24. 7 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Jeff Matice to the line, and he's fouled. As he got to the high post there, tried to go up with the jumper, and took one on the arm. So that is going to be the seventh foul here on SK. And it's going to be a 1-1 here for Jeff Matice, who has 10 points to lead the Indians. Matice, the senior, standing 6'1", just a great young man. Had a chance to talk to him several times this year when we've covered Stanford games, and it's very nice, polite, and such a driven and motivated athlete as he makes the first. He's got 11. And he's just a hard-working guy, and it has to be tough here for this Stanford team. Yes, this is the fourth quarter, but they're trailing 57-25. They just have not been able to get over the hump this year with South Courtright. They battled all the way here to the finals to have another shot at them, and it just has not been their day so far as Matice misses the second one. So the Rams leading the Indians 57-25, 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. But the way this week has been, folks, I'm not going to say that they couldn't come back in this game. We have seen some wacky stuff here at Suco, that's for sure. South Courtright with the ball. Here's Brett Post to the bucket, and he's fouled. Brett Post has got 10, and he'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. He got the ball at the right elbow and just went splitting right through a double team and put it in. Harib Bougaith for Stanford with the foul. And Post to the line. So that's three guys in double figures. Metzko with 19, Lamport with 20, and now Post with 10. He's trying to make it 11. And that one rattles out. Won't go down. Rebound here for Stanford, and Matice will walk it up the floor. down the left side here for the Indians with 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. 57-27 lead for SK in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship Contest. Left side. Fancher dribbling down low, finds Harib Bugate up and in. And he puts it in to make it 57-29. And Lamport again brings it up the floor as we come up on 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Post-game show will be coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Here is Lamport. Takes it right to the bucket, and he's fouled. Lamport with 22. Let me take you through that. Lamport was at half court, and he was dribbling the ball for about 8 seconds, and he kept looking over to the bench, I believe looking for some direction there from head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. And head coach Bobby Van was looking in another direction, and Lamport just put his head down, took it to the basket instead, and scored. A heck of a season he's had here. The 6'4" junior really puts in the time in the offseason. As I said, him and Fancher for Stanford go up and playing some high-level summer basketball up in Albany as he makes the and-one shot, and Lamport's got 23. It's an NCAA-certified summer league where a lot of guys go up, and that's how you get some college exposure, and I can't tell you how much that has helped him as he has looked so great here this year. Fancher gets to the line and throws one up, and he's fouled. Again, got to the high post, was trying for a little floater, and will go to the line. So 5:49 to go, fourth quarter. It's Courtright 62, Stanford 27. Now, I've had a chance to talk to some of the guys who run that league up in Albany, and they just said it has helped Colby and Ty so much. You're playing against such great competition, kids from huge schools. As Fancher makes the first one here, he's got four. And both those guys only juniors, and they will get some more time this summer. That's great to see, as they would like to continue their basketball careers into college, I'm sure. Fancher's second one won't go down. Lamport a rebound. So SK leads 62-28 with 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Section 4 Class D Boys Final today here from SUNY Oneonta. In the girls game earlier, it was Milford with a comeback win over Delhi, 43-33. And now Stanford is going to play some good defense here, and Griff Metzko had to chase it into the backcourt. And they're going to call an over and back call. I thought maybe Stanford had tipped that, and that's why Metzko was not afraid to go chase it. But instead, it's the over and back call with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Well, a lot different game here, as last year it was Lawrence and Courtright going right down to the rim, right down to the wire, I should say. And Metzko was taking it to the rim there in the final seconds. He made a shot but was called for a charge, and Lawrence escaped with a 47-44 victory. And now a steal by Metzko, and he brings it down the floor with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And again, it's Courtright 62, Stanford 28. Lamport at the top of the key, holding on to it on the right side, closely guarded by Harib Bugate. Gets a little screen. Lamport down low, passes off for Brett Post, up and in. And Brett Post with 12, and it's 64-28. And back up the floor comes Keyshawn Scott with 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, almost halfway through this final frame. And the crowd for SK starting to enjoy this one a little bit here this afternoon at SUNY Oneonta. Here's Kevin Clark, a pull-up jumper. No good. Matice is there to clean up the mess, and he windexes the glass and puts it in at 13 for Matice. Then it's 64-30 with 4:25 to go, fourth quarter. Lamport again down the floor going right to left. And you have to figure that Metzko, Lamport, some of those guys, their afternoons will be done here shortly as Lamport drives to the hoop and he's fouled. And he'll probably head to the line. Yes, he will. So that is the sixth team foul on Stanford and the fourth foul on Harib Bugate, who has picked up four quick ones trying to guard Lamport here in the second half. So 18 fouls on Courtright and six on Stanford as Lamport to the line, and it's good. Lamport with 24. He had 26 the other night. He's averaging 25 a game, so he is about to hit his average if he can get this second foul shot. Metzko averaging 12 a game, and Lamport with 25. He's the second leading scorer in the area behind Cooperstown's Tyler Bertram, who is averaging 30 a game as a sophomore. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Lamport misses the second shot, so he cursed him there. And it's SK 65, Stanford 30. And this is a bigger lead here for Courtright over Stanford than they even had in the crossover championship win over at SUNY Delhi a couple of weeks ago. Ball out of bounds. Keyshawn Scott trying to save it, but it goes out of bounds and goes back to SK. Lamport's done for the afternoon as Randall Reinshagen comes in. Lamport getting a hug there from head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. Metzko still in the contest here as both teams start to work the bench into the contest. And here is Griff Metzko to the left side. Metzko through the lane, up off the glass and in for Griff Metzko, and he's got 21. Him and Kevin Clark just exchanged a nice smile there at half court. I think Metzko and him talking about a little one-on-one matchup there, and Metzko made him pay. Fun and friendly rivalry between these two, only separated by a couple of miles in Delaware County. And now a steal by Metzko. He's off to the races and puts it up and in. Left-handed layup, and it's good, and he's got 23. And a timeout is taken here by Stanford. As I said, a fun rivalry between these two, but today it's been all Courtright. They lead 69-30 with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So South Courtright leading at 69-30 with 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Let's get you an update on the Section 4 Class C championship game. Third quarter, minute and a half left. It's 43-42. That's the score there. Moravia has come back, and they're ahead of Trumansburg, 43-42. So that's going to be a great game and a great finish down in the arena. Winner will get Cooperstown out of Section 3. 69-30 is the score. 3 minutes left, fourth quarter. And a steal here. Stanford with the ball. Here's Kevin Clark. Gets into the paint. Stops. Pops. That one off the back rim. No good. Rebound is ripped down. And South Courtright will come away with it. That was Skylar German for the Rams. And the Rams will bring it back up the floor here going right to left. All the starters are out of the contest now. Maybe this is a look at the Rams of the future. And to the right side, a pull-up jumper here for Reinshagen. A short rebound for German in the corner. He's tipped out of bounds, and it will stay here with the Rams as he was able to throw it off of Stanford player Brandon Fueling, who was coming over on defense. And we have all new players out on the floor here with 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Stanford and South Courtright subbing out all of their starting five. And so here is Sam Faber-Cavish with the ball. Of course, one of their big soccer stars for South Courtright, a team, again, that lost 1-0 to Cherry Valley Springfield in overtime of the Section 4 Class D Soccer Championship. Boy, that was a heartbreaker. And so the Rams looking like they might get their revenge here today and capture a basketball crown. Stanford with a rebound off a missed shot, and Kevin Clark will walk it up the floor as we hit 2 minutes to go in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. And it's 69-30. And a steal right back by Reinshagen of the Rams, and he'll bring it up the floor. Randall Reinshagen wearing number 2, the junior, up the floor right side. SK going right to left. Only a matter of time now for the Rams with a minute 45 left. And this is Lance Alexander with a bounce pass for Sam Faber-Cavish to the foul line. Stops, throws one up off the glass, no good. Rebound is brought down here by Gabe Fueler. And Clark brings it up the floor. Passes ahead. Stanford, the pull-up jumper, is Kyle Pickett. No good. Rebound for the Rams. Minute 25 left, and the countdown begins here for the faithful of the Rams. South Courtright is going to take a timeout, and he's going to bring in five new guys. This is how deep they are here for this South Courtright team. Five new guys that didn't play in today's contest are going to come in. So a minute 21 to go in the fourth quarter. The South Courtright fans on their feet as they lead 69-30. And again, our post-game show coming up. And this broadcast today brought to you in part by all our special sponsors, Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stanford, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the South Courtright School Community Organization, Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, the Stanford Booster Club, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Keller Williams Realty with agent Stacy Frazier. Back underway, out of the timeout, Duff Courtright throwing one up here from down low, off the mark for Derek Fermont, and now we'll have a jump ball on the rebound, and it's going to stay with the arrow, and South Courtright with a minute and 6 seconds left. So again, South Courtright will win the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship. They will play Oriskany, who's the Section 3 winner today, as they won 65-54 over New York Mills earlier today. So it's going to be Section 3 versus Section 4. Fermont goes up as he gets it in and puts it home. Derek Fermont makes it 71-30 for the Rams with 50 seconds left. This will be a 22-0 season in Section 4 here for the Rams as they will head into the state tournament. And I've heard that Oriskany is a very good team. We know the powerhouse that Mills is, but everyone said that Oriskany was going to have a great chance, and they do. That was their first sectional championship in school history earlier today, so congratulations to them. 30 seconds left in this one, and South Courtright's going to miss a jumper and a rebound, and Stanford will bring it up the floor with Kyle Pickett. Pickett, a sophomore, down the right side, kicks one out. Long three here is up and good for Bruce Link from downtown, and that makes it 71-33. And now, with 10 seconds left, the Rams celebration really begins. To the right side, Lamport and Metzko hugging each other over on the bench. That's going to do it. 71-33. SK wins the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship here today. Congratulations to the SK Rams. They're going to the New York State Regionals in Section 3 next weekend. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll break that down and we'll give out our three awards and give you a scoring summary from today's broadcast. Courtright, 71. Stanford, 33. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here from SUCO. Our final today, South Courtright wins the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship 71-33 in convincing fashion today over Stanford. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Stanford, they were led by 13 points from Jeff Matice today, 6 points from Steve Anderson, 4 from Colby Fancher, 3 from Bruce Link, 3 from Keyshawn Scott, and 2 apiece from Connor Ogborn and Harib Bugate. The other side for South Courtright, 24 points for Ty Lamport, 23 for Griff Metzko, 12 for Brett Post. I thought he played very, very well. 6 from Brandon Porter, 2 apiece from Andrew Post, Ari Brunson, and Derek Fermont here today. So terrific scoring effort for South Courtright as they have some good balance and win 71-33. And the Courtright fans enjoying this one here as they are going to be presented with the Section 4 Class D Championship plaque at half court. Terrific victory here today for the Rams. Let's do our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Well, he won the scoring battle today against his teammate, 24-23, so we'll give it to Ty Lamport of SK, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. Obviously one of the best players on the floor and in Section 4. He is just long, lanky, and terrific. And 24 points, he gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Jeff Matice of Stanford, 13 points. Did everything he could to keep the SK big guys off the glass, and I thought he just did a very nice job here today. So Jeff Matice, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. Finally, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. No question in my mind, Griff Metzko with 23 points from SK gets this one today, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner, and he really is an all-purpose player, does a little bit of everything. So congratulations to Griff and to SK. Griff Metzko, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner today. So again, South Courtright boys win the Section 4 Class D Championship 71-33 over Stanford. They move on and will take on Oriskany of Section 3. As Bob Van Valkenburg holding up the plaque here for the SK faithful, who are on their feet, and they are very pumped up and excited about this one. And another state tournament run ahead, perhaps, for Bob Van Valkenburg. He's taken many teams to the championship game. So they were just announcing, I was trying to listen, they said the time is to be announced next weekend. So make sure you check back this week. We'll have that on Twitter as well as WCDOsports.com. That's your home for everything to do with local sports. So again, Bob Van Valkenburg won state championship with that team back in 2008, going 26-0. He's taken many other teams to the regional round, and he'll have another chance next Saturday against Oriskany. The girls' game earlier today, Milford came back. They were down 27-15 at halftime. They came back to defeat Delhi 43-33, and they will move on to take on Eldred out of Section 9. That game will be down in Newburgh. So we'll have a choice on where we're going to go. So check out WCDOsports.com. We'll let you know what game we'll be covering next weekend. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. Again, all our special sponsors. That's it for today. The Milford girls, the South Courtright boys are your Section 4 Class D champions. Have a great afternoon. I'm Nate Lull for CDO Sports.